subdivision and rezoning for 333-341 Selkirk Avenue in the Minarski Ward under file DASZ 1 of 2009. And the application is to rezone land from the C2 commercial district to an R2 residential two-family district.
We'll hear, Madam Clerk, we'll hear items 1, 2, and 3 together because they're all pertaining to the same properties.
Correct.
And if we had, is there anyone registered in...
The applicant has submitted a communication indicating that he is in agreement with all of the recommendations for all of the three applications for the conditional use and the variance.
Is there any opposition to the...
I have no registered opposition.
Let the record reflect there is no opposition. Councilor Lazarenko?
Mr. Chairman, on the first item, number one.
Yep.
Number three, the recommendation that a 10% dedication be made by a payment of some of the money.
What are we looking at?
The amount?
Yeah.
It would be the assessment branch that would determine that. I don't know.
They didn't ask to have that waived?
No, they didn't. They didn't.
I don't know why they didn't.
Perhaps they found out that it was going to be minimal. I don't know.
C2 and R2.
Okay. Well, if they're going from commercial to residential, Councilor Lazarenko, there would be no dedication. We're actually going to a lower zoning category.
So why would you have here a 10% dedication be made?
It probably should have been taken out. It's a standard clause that just went in there.
Well, I'll move that to number three. Can you delete it?
My understanding is that it should be left in there, but if there is no dedication applicable, then it wouldn't be enforced. Well, then you can make a recommendation to have it waived,
because
if any.
Michael said, you know, that is going from commercial to residential, so there's just...
Perhaps we can word it that any land dedication, if applicable, be waived.
Yeah.
Would you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's an amendment being put forward.
All right.
Is that the only amendment that you'd like to put forward?
You have to ask if there's anybody else here registered.
Oh, yeah. Is there anyone else registered
application?
In support or opposition to items 1, 2, and 3, 333 and 341 South
Avenue? We have an individual.
Oh.
You have your registration slip there?
Oh, okay.
Is he talking
That's
to you?
Why. Okay.
And support? Okay.
And support.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Did you have anything you wish to add? You have to...
No, sit over there. Give your name and address for the record.
Name and address for the record, please.
I'm David Hood. My residential address.
Whatever address you got.
431 Beaverbrook Street in Winnipeg. I work at the school. And I had a question when it talks about zoning from commercial to residential. And is the school considered residential?
It's a conditional use in residential districts, but it's not allowed in the C2 district.
But I'm in support of it. I don't know if I state reasons why or...
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, you're not representing the applicant?
No, okay. No. I came because I'm trying to find out if anyone else came, and obviously they didn't, so I'm here.
One thing I was surprised to see, if somebody would have been here to talk about number three, that a 10% dedication would be made by payment of the sum.
I'm not aware of that, because that would be dealing with the parish and the architect.
And with an amendment to it, if it's applicable, that dedication be waived.
Okay. Thank you.
That's on number three.
Thank you very much. Okay,